Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watcher Ruth coming to you this glorious day of our Lord, February the 28th, 2013 at 8:30 a.m. I love 8:30. Welcome and thank you for tuning in this morning once again. God bless you for taking the time. I highly respect your time, so thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I'm going to kind of jump all over the place today. We go where the lunatic fringe lives, the things that you don't want to talk about, least of all want to know, but absolutely need to. We're in some dividing times here. We're dividing the wheat from the tares, and it's going to be a difficult and hard, hard transition. We listen to a lot of nonsense out there sometimes, and hard to discern what the truth is. I feel like a lot of times we're taking the time to learn a lot of things, but the one thing that we don't take time to learn about is what the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. And unless you go into your prayer closet by yourself with your Creator God, unless you sit down and earnestly ask the Holy Spirit to lead you through the book that the Creator God left as a letter for you to read, you're not going to be learning the secret oracles and the secrets of what's in that book because you're watching a video. You know, I'm not saying videos and whatnot aren't great information, but the Holy Spirit isn't always speaking through the internet. The book was written long ago, and it's for us to get into, and when we come before the Creator God and say, please lead me through this book, and Spirit, teach me the things that you want me to see and recognize, because the scriptures are written to each and every one of us's hearts in a different way. And you can read that 6 different times and get something different out of it every single time. So take the time to do that. Have you ever heard of the One World Order? Novus Ordum Seculorum, the New World Order? Wow. Back in 1935, Roosevelt was really big on it. It was a beast with a head, 7 heads it had. Leopard, lion, bear, and all the rest. 10 horns, 10 powers. They want to take all power and authority. They want us to give up our sovereignty. Those Novus Ordo Seculum supporters, those New World Order supporters like Straub Talbot. Ever heard of Straub Talbot? I'd look him up. I'd look up William of Hesse, of the castle genealogy. Yes, that guy that funded that Rothy guy. He did. And they planned wars. Back in 1859, 1879, the Luciferian Society, yes, they did. They all made a pledge. They did. Albert Pike, Adriana Lemmy, those doggone Luciferians, and they're working hard at it. And they have sent out messengers of light. They've disguised themselves among us. They're clouds without water. They come into our feasts and feast among us. But what they bring with them are fortresses of atheism and communism. They think they're illuminated. They have a structure. It's all written down in the Morals and Dogma, written by Albert Pike. They think they're illuminated, those Masons, those Freemasons of 33 degrees and above. Mussolini was one of them. They're all over the place. They don't conform to the same paradigm we do. And we can't be driven so far away from the scriptures and torn from the truth that we listen to this nonsense. The nonsense where we need to give up our sovereignty and our guns. Such illumination. I'll tell you what, I'm not interested in conforming to the Rural ID Act. I don't want an international biometric agency. I'm not interested in computerization or information gathering on individuals by the UN and NATO and others. How are we to escape all this? Photo Identification Act, RFID chips. You know, the Antichrist is going to rule, and he's even going to rule some of the elect. They have contrived doctrines within religions. Do you think the church is going to escape all this? Do you think the notices haven't gone out to all the pastors to use their status of free money from the government to perpetrate the same thing that these Luciferians have to put forth? They have. You know, family, we got to wake up and smell a coffee here and get educated, but educated in the Word of God, because if we don't put on the full armor of God right now and the helmet of salvation, we're not going to make it through this transition. Because it's coming. You know how I know it comes? I sit right outside of Portland, Oregon. And I have airplanes and drones. I have chemtrails being sprayed every day like I have never seen before in my life. I've lived here for going on to 28 years, and never before have I seen what I see today. I see fear in people's eyes. And we're not supposed to be walking in fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love gives you the armor and the necessary skills and the developed a quill filled with arrows that are straight, that are going to be on target when you're ready to shoot them, because you've been founded in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know that you've conformed here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. You have been out in the boat with the Lord Creator, and when you stepped out into the water, you kept your eyes on Him. You didn't look around into the world and be distracted by the worldly pleasures, because when the Lord Creator called you, when He called you, He said in Amos 5:4, seek me so you can live. So you can live. Seek me daily. Don't resist God's call. God is not a respecter of people. Acts 10:30. You know, He says, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones all those God sends to her. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks beneath her wings. But you wouldn't let me. And now your house is left to you desolate. Don't have your house be left desolate because you're being torn back and forth by a church that is not going to escape the wrath. You've been neither hot nor cold. Are you in the Laodicean church or even, say, the Luciferian church without even knowing it? Are you running around with your money and living sinful and doing evil things going around in this world? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. And God does not wait. God will not wait. Peter 3:9. He's only going to wait so long till the end of the age. What will be the signalings of your return and the end of the world? Don't let anyone fool you. Many will come in my name. Many will say, I am the Messiah. When you hear of rumors of wars and the beginnings, these must all come, but the end hasn't come yet. Famine, pestilence, you've read it. You know. But this is what the Lord speaks. For day and night we pray on and on for you, asking God to let you see and fill up any little crack that may yet be in your faith. May God our Father himself and Lord Jesus Christ send us back to you again and again, and may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love does towards you. This will result in your hearts being made strong and sinless and holy by God our Father, so that you may stand before him guiltless on that day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns with all of those who have gone before and those who belong to him. So please him in your daily living. For God wants you to be holy and to keep clear of all sin, so that you will marry in holiness and honor. And this also is God's will, that you never cheat in any matter or taking another man's wife, because the Lord will punish those terribly for this. We need to continue in the Lord Jesus Christ's wishes for us. And if we haven't read what his wishes are because we're sitting around having conversations that we shouldn't be having and visiting with folks we shouldn't be visiting with, not congregating with brothers and sisters that can help us renew our minds, help us pursue the things that the cardio knower wants us to know. We don't want to subordinate our power to the lusts of the world, because we walk not by the world, not by the flesh, but we walk by the Spirit. Those who are walking in the Spirit have no condemnation. Remember that. What we are saying is this: Christ, whose priesthood we have described, is our high priest. And at this time is in heaven at the place of greatest honor next to God himself. And right now, he's ministering in the temple in heaven. This is the only true place of worship that was built by the Lord and not by human hands. And since every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices, Christ must make an offering too. The sacrifice he offers is far better than those offered by earthly priests. But even so, if he were here on earth, he wouldn't even be permitted to be a priest, because down here, the priests still follow old Jewish fables of sacrifices. Those are those Luciferians, family. And we have to be really careful. We're not looking for the seven heads, the World Court, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the UN Security Council, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Council of Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, the Bohemian Grove. We know all about this stuff. If you don't know about it, you better start looking into it. That work is connected to an earthly model. But the real tabernacle is in heaven. Christ is a minister in heaven, has been rewarded with a far more important work than those who serve under the old laws, because the new agreement which he passed on to us from God contains a far more wonderful promise. God speaks of these new promises, of this new agreement, as taking the place of the old one, for the old one is out of date now and has been put aside forever. So, we know that we're fighting an economic system, the mark of the beast system, the one religion system. They have to take away our rights. They have to take away our autonomy on every level. They have to set up what's spoken of in Daniel the prophet's abomination of desolation. We have Barack Obama now going into Israel here right before the Easter holiday, and I even heard that they're going to build a statue of him of ice and set it up over there, and he's going to get a big honor and another award, and, you know. Where are we in time that we have fallen so far away from what the truth is that instead of giving up our time and spending it with the only true Lamb, not going into the prayer closet enough, thinking that we are gods? You know, we're not gods. We're just little people. We belong to God. We're possessions of God. But we're not gods. We never were gods. We were always just a created. Even in the first world age. But because God loved us first, he decided to create the second world age for us. And remember, he said that he's no respecter of people. He allows anyone to come on to him. by tradition. He gives us everything we need in this book. Everything we need to receive honor and glory for the kingdom. He's given us counselors and officers. He's given us teachers and leaders. He's told us that he's the head of the kingdom. He has provided us information through the scriptures and the prophets. I just love it when people say, oh, I don't need to read the Old Testament because it's just this old book. And I got to tell you, you know, 75% of the Old Testament is prophecy for now. So if you don't want to read it or you don't take the time to read it, you're certainly not going to be a prophet of the end time. And so I read the writing on the wall with that one. All wise men seek wisdom, and wisdom is seeking the word of God. And he's told me that I can solve all kinds of mysteries, and I can find out what the meanings of all the mystery things are within the scripture if I turn to it. He spoke to Daniel and spoke to him and gave Nebuchadnezzar wisdom of the ages, though he was just a young man. He pursued the word of God and worshipped him. He worshiped the Lord and King of Heaven from every temple that he was in every situation. And that's what we're supposed to be doing now, not spending our time gathering around in the grove, so to speak. Not gathering around into feasts that lead to doctrines of men that make void the word of God, because no one in the festival has attended a truth-seeking session. They've sat down and let Pastor Bob process every little word for them. I had someone tell me last week that they didn't want to get on the internet and they weren't going to listen to anything except for Jonathan Edwards. But if Jonathan Edwards didn't say it, it isn't true. Wow, that kind of floored me. The 65-year-old man that's been a Christian his whole life and thinks that Jonathan Edwards is the only one that's got the truth of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that everyone does, but I can tell you, there's a lot of good teachers out there. Just have to take the time to find out. I would recommend, you know, you go into some of the extra scriptures that are available. I know I like to kind of cruise around on the Gnostic Law Society library webpage. And there's a lot of good stuff on there, and take what you can out of it, get rid of what you can't. You're supposed to test the spirits, you know, all the time. And that's even going to be more important in the fig tree generation, which we are, and all prophecy comes to pass in the fig tree generation. And, you know, if you go to the scripture and it looks to you like you have an option whether or not you should learn the parable, I would go back and reread it. Because it says, learn ye the parable of the fig tree. It didn't say maybe you should think about it, maybe you might look into it. No, it says do it. because all prophecy comes to pass, and the fig tree generation started in May 1948. And what is a generation? It is the end here. We are in the tribulation. We're being tossed back and forth by false doctrines, by Luciferian doctrine camouflaged in the Gulen movement, Zeitgeist, New Age, and all this other nonsense. Go to the scripture first. Get a foundation in the true word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you don't do that, you are not going to have power that you need. And when the great falling away happens, this apostasy, when you're going to be tested in the flesh, when the scoffers of the final days are all standing around you, are you going to be able to purge the flesh and love your life not unto death and use good judgment and not be part of the terror family? We're going to have to gather the wagons around each and every one of the family, pray for each other, know that we're the pre-elect. We're the leaders in the final days. We cannot be led astray and led down paths of ridiculous doctrines from man that make void the word of God. Stay in the gospel. Stay in the foundations, because they're the only truth that's going to get us through these final days. But we speak the mystery of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained from the world unto glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. For as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deepest and deeper things of God. These secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. Many times being quiet and speaking in tongues, something will come to mind to unfold and bring to light. To do what? Or the understanding of what situation? This is what happened to Daniel when he sought to interpret the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. We will receive if we ask. We will receive because we've asked. We will receive because we've not defiled the sanctuary in the fortress of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening today. We're in the days of the Great Tribulation, where we know, it says in Mark 13:14, so when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it not ought, let the readers understand. Let those who are in Judea flee. Be grounded. Thank you for listening. I hope I can come again and talk to you tomorrow. I hope this a little bit of word and testimony has lifted your heart, has been able to draw you closer to God a little bit. If you're listening for the first time, I hope this has introduced you to a little bit of my mindset, how I live my life and hope to continue to. Thank you, family. I appreciate all your time. God bless you.